Today we're going to be looking at, Padre Pio said, I hang on the cross with Jesus. What did he mean by this? It's Holy Week, Easter just around the corner, so this is one selected specially for that. Hello all friends of Following Padre Pio, my name is Edward Urban, presenting our channel in which we investigate the absolutely incredible life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, the miracle worker and mystic, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you know someone in need of Padre Pio's intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And today we're looking at Padre Pio's Mass. It is the testimony of a Rosaria Borossino about the Holy Mass of Padre Pio. And she described it is like an anticipation of heaven. So that's something special. Rosario was absolutely convinced that in the celebration of Holy Mass, Padre Pio reached the highest union with Jesus and could thereby fulfill his mission as priest, offering a sacrifice, co-host of salvation, and mediator for all of us, his brothers and sisters. Now, some people watching obviously don't know what the Mass is, so just a little explanatory note so we don't get too many negative comments. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. And he followed up with, my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. And at this, of course, it was a very unpopular statement he had made. All of his followers bailed. He turned to his apostles and said, do you want to leave as well? At which point Peter answered, inspired by the Holy Spirit, no doubt, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Must we interpret Christ's statement literally or figuratively? And it is integrally connected to sacrifice on Calvary and a strong connection to the Last Supper, of course. But of course, we couldn't all be present there at those events. So what happens during the Mass, I've heard it explained like this, it is like time and space disappear, and it is almost as if that same sacrifice is made present again on the altar in the church. It's not a separate sacrifice, there's only one sacrifice to atone for all of our sins, and that is the one that Jesus made. And so under the appearance of bread and wine, we believe we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, this goes way back in tradition to the apostolic times. One can just read up what the early church fathers had to say about it. Let us continue now with our story. Rosario says at this time, that is the Mass, the moment, his detachment, Padre Pio's detachment from the world and the people around him became almost complete. And he says, we saw a spiritual tension. It was as if the struggle with the enemy of souls was happening, especially when Padre Pio pronounces, and he had to use considerable effort to make this pronouncement, the words of consecration. When he said, this is my body, and this is the cup, my blood, exactly as our Lord said in the Gospels. And of course, there were other things that added to this atmosphere. For instance, Padre Pio's long pauses at certain times, his firm striking of the breast as a form of penance, saying, even us sinners. So why, he's a saint, does he say even us sinners? Because he's praying for all of us. They occupied Padre Pio's attention completely. And Rosario tells us that everyone leaving the church leaves with the conviction that he had attended a Mass of a priest who hadn't been a passive participant, but had been actively participating in the sufferings of Golgotha that our Lord had been going through, and that Padre Pio was somehow crucified with Christ. Now, some people say, oh, it's ridiculous. No one's crucified nowadays. Well, of course, a lot of the early Christians were crucified as well. It wasn't just for our Lord. Rosario continues, this participation in the sufferings of Christ only intensified during Lent. And she says, ecstasy followed ecstasy, each lasting perhaps 5 or 6 minutes. I can imagine how long this Mass continued, but everyone was held absolutely transfixed. Sometimes, she says, the silence in the church was broken with the words of someone crying or exclaiming, I believe. And often, he said the words of consecration with difficulty. Bowing his head, it seemed as if there was a weight, an intense weight, pressing down on Padre Pio, as if he was preparing for a fight with someone much stronger, with the enemy. Beads of perspiration ran down his face, even in the middle of winter. And just remember, this is on the Gargano Mountains, where it snows heavily in winter. There would be beads of perspiration running down his face, and apparently the most accurate comparison seemed to be that of agony. And many books, these moments are described as just that. It looked like Padre Pio was going through an agony. And he himself became like a martyr. And it was only when he raised the host after the consecration that the features of Padre Pio's face changed, became gentle, and radiated peace. One did not feel as if these moments lasted very long. There was an impressive silence in the church, like everyone was holding their breath. It was a silence that everyone took part in. Another thing that stood out was Padre Pio's resilience, according to Rosario. And he remained standing for practically 2 hours, despite the sufferings caused by the wounds on his feet. And here we're going to take a little detour. What were these wounds on Padre Pio's feet? Well, if you notice, Padre Pio, often he's wearing these short brown woolen gloves. And they hide in what we call the stigmata. And I believe he received the stigmata during the time of the Spanish flu epidemic. There were many young children in his school who were sick. They were going to die. So Padre Pio offered up his life for these young people, that they could live. And instead, he was given the stigmata on his hands, on his feet, and a wound in his side. Very deep wounds. They have been studied by doctors and experts for years. No explanation. We say it is the mystical wounds of our Lord's, like on his crucifixion. And you can see some pictures here. There's an early picture here. You can see the marks on his hands, about a centimeter or two in diameter. And then you can see some other pictures. They're all in black and white at that time. And you can see there's crusts of dried blood. So it doesn't look very pleasant at all. But during Mass, these wounds would just start spontaneously bleeding again, especially on Fridays, because that was the day of the crucifixion. And during Lent, became more intense. This was accompanied by a lot of pain. So a lot of time, Padre Pio kind of hobbled around. The pain in his feet was so intense. For 2 hours every day, he stood on his feet in Mass. And one day he was asked to explain this. How can he stand for 2 hours? This was Padre Pio's answer. Listen to this. Very interesting. Padre Pio says, during the celebration, I do not feel tired because I am not standing, but hang with Jesus on the cross as his co-participator in his works of redemption. Wow. So he's not taking away from our Lord's act of redemption, but he's kind of adding a little bit to it, his own participation. Of course, if you look at him, he would be standing on the ground, but spiritually, he might be being crucified with intense pain with our Lord on the cross. Although he followed the same rite, the same rubrics of Mass celebrated around the world, his Mass had an intangible something else that was not easy to find in the Mass of other priests. Even though they said the same words, the same things, identical, but Padre Pio's Mass was just very different. And Rosario continues, if it were not so, this intangible difference, then how else can one explain people making huge journeys, running at big costs, making all sorts of sacrifices just to attend the celebration of his Holy Mass? And that they did not become tired of waiting. These same pilgrims were not content just to be present at one Mass, but they insisted on attending each Mass every day as long as they were there in San Giovanni Rotondo, even if it meant getting out of bed way before dawn. His Masses were always packed, summer and winter. Rosario adds, many, if not all, told us that Padre Pio's Mass for a time detached them from their daily worries and put them in a state, a different state, like the Apostle Peter on Mount Tabor, when he asked Jesus if it would not be good for them to set up three tents, one for our Lord, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Padre Pio was in a totally different state, and it seemed like this to many people during the Mass. Just as the existence of Jesus in the upper room, that is the cenacle during the Last Supper and on Golgotha, has for us its daily reference, that is Jesus' mission as Savior, Mediator, and Peacemaker being fulfilled, we could see similar with Padre Pio. In his offering of the Mass, he saw the renewal of the upper room, the Last Supper, that is, and Mount Calvary, the crucifixion. He saw the full meaning of being a priest and offering a sacrifice with Christ. And if you're new to our channel, then please do remember to like, share, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you have to click that reminder bell. And if you want to participate in our Padre Pio apostolate, then a good way will be to enroll your Mass pre-intentions for next Friday's Mass. Please continue watching. We have our most popular videos selected specially for you, and one on how to enroll your Mass pre-intentions.